This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like making the most of your opportunity. Like Brock Purdy's probably the greatest example.
It's great.
Making the most of his opportunity. And there's a quality that Brock Purdy has that everyone loves, which is like he's a try-hard guy. No one's gonna outwork him. You don't question his work ethic.
No.
Right? I think one of the things that drives people crazy in life and in sports, has the talent, doesn't work hard enough.
That's
probably the worst label you can have in sports.
Wasted talent.
Maybe in life. Yeah, wasted talent. Exactly. And I think one of the things that I've noticed about the Warrior team right now is that all these guys that had a lot of talent, whether it's Pajemski before the injury, you know, Quentin Post, Moody, Kuminga, it feels like they're finally all starting to realize that talent simultaneously. And that's coaching. But I go back to the way we talk about Steve Kerr, it kind of drives me crazy. Look, has Steve bugged me over the last couple of years? Yeah, I don't think he's a perfect coach. Who is? But if we're going to field calls relentlessly for 5 years, he doesn't develop young players. He's not that great when it comes to half-court offense. He's not maximizing Steph Curry. He doesn't trust the young guys. He's obsessed with the vets. His lineups suck. He loves small guard lineups. He hates bigs. Like, all these things that we've crushed this guy for year after year after year. When he does become the winningest coach in franchise history, when they do go on a, how many wins in a row, Joe? 7?
Yeah.
Okay. 14-1, you said with Jimmy?
14-1.
Okay.
When Jimmy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Butler plays. Yes.
Can we have a real conversation about giving Steve Kerr and Dunleavy some credit? Where are those phone calls?
The fifth best winning percentage in NBA history among coaches with at least 300 regular season victories. I mean, we're talking about the greatest of the greats of all time. 888-957-9570. Why don't we talk enough about Steve Kerr when it comes to not only just the national perspective, but here, let's just keep it local. Like, if we're doing a Mount Rushmore of coaching right now, who would we take? Bill Walsh.
Always.
Bill Walsh. Okay. Bruce Bochy, for sure.
Absolutely.
Who are we taking third?
Well, I think that one's a toss-up. Like, to me, there's an argument for Seifert. There's an argument for Tony La Russa.
John Madden?
Yeah.
What he mean? Like, I get
John
it.
Madden's a great
like,
one.
Like that, Dick he Williams. Brought the first Super Bowl to the Bay Area. So maybe we do put John Madden because of what he meant. That's a good one. Yeah, Tom Flores had one in Oakland. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Billy Martin, excuse me.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
I said Billy Bean. I meant Billy Martin.
Yeah, Billy Bean's meant a lot, but not different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think there's other spots that are open. Steve Kerr's definitely third,
yes,
at minimum on that list.
I think he's third, yeah.
But how come when we talk about all these coaches, like if I just threw it out to the audience, and we've done this 1,000 times, but like greatest coach in Bay Area sports history, almost no one is putting Steve Kerr one or two. Why?
I don't know. Like, are we still hesitant? Is it because people have this preconceived notion that they just don't want to pivot off of? And I get that. Listen, Sports Talk Radio's Bill, all the hosts. We have our takes.
Jordan's number one.
We don't. Yeah.
Everything flows off of that.
We don't. Exactly. We don't want to, you know, pivot off these things. Bo Nix, he's not going to be good. I said it. You know, I still think, I don't know if he could be there. But he went to the playoffs this year, and he made some throws, and had some moments. I was like, you know what? I got to give him his flowers. He was good.
Yes.
Pained me to say it, because I kept saying how bad he was going to be, because he went to college for basically 10 years.
Me and Nick Sirianni.
There you go.
I have to give the guy credit. Like, right. I thought he sucked, and he just won the championship.
He's been to two, right?
Like, I know Warrior fans, like, we're so stubborn, and I'm going to throw this name out there, and I don't know what your thoughts are on him, but there's a lot of people that are like, no, Don Nelson is still better than Steve Kerr. And I'm like, oh, look, guys, I love Don Nelson, but he was a quirky, odd individual himself, which we can acknowledge.
Right.
And also, you could say, similar to Shanahan, he lived a tortured existence where he got in his own way a lot.
Yes. No, that's a great point. And when I think of just some of the greatest of all time, 888-957-9570, Dick Williams, obviously manager of the A's, swinging A's, 72-73.
I brought him up, but yeah. I think it's 50 years ago.
It's hard to make that case. It is, and it wasn't a full three-peat, right? So he was just there for the first two, or the second two, excuse me. But it's a great point. Tony La Russa went to three straight.
Well, I look at La Russa and
but he revolutionized certain things.
Exactly.
Yes.
The way we view bullpens and setting up your closer, the whole Eckersley thing. Like, to me, like, I think he's actually very devalued. I think Tony La Russa is so devalued, and there's a lot of off the field stuff when it comes to Tony. But when we look at just his impact on the game, you can't talk about the modern game without talking about Tony La Russa's impact in the 80s and what that created for bullpens.
It's a great point. I didn't mean to cut you off there. It's a great point. And I think we just look at that whole run that was a little underwhelming for them because they were so stacked with the Consecos, the Maguires, the Hendersons, Dave Stewart, the Lance. Like, that team was stacked. And them only just winning one, and people say, oh, because of the earthquake, right? Like, it does put a little damper on that whole run for a lot of people, but you saw what he did with St. Louis and it just solidified everything.
It's funny.
The Chicago White Sox was standing, by the way.
It's funny how like people have these things cemented. You were talking about, like, I think if we went out to Levi Stadium on game day,
it's hard to change people's mind 100%. When they have it baked in, like, oh, Steve Kerr, I don't know the X's and O's. A lot of people, I'm serious, call in right now. There's a good segment of the Warriors fan base still thinks that Mark Jackson could have done what Steve Kerr can done.
Are there people that think Don Nelson could have done what Steve Kerr? I don't think Don Nelson. No. I love Don. He would have found a way to get into a beef with one of these guys.
His temperament.
Love the guy. He's almost an over-tinkerer, if that makes sense.
Right.
And I love Don Nelson.
Like, he was revolutionary when it comes to the offense.
I think Shanahan and Don Nelson are so close. I'm talking about, like, in terms of how
actually,
I view them.
That's actually a good comp.
No, they're bad. Really smart, really stubborn, kind of odd.
Yeah.
Too close to some players. Like, there's a lot baked into it. If I just pulled a bunch of Niner fans on game day and I went into the parking lot, I bet you more than 50% of them would think that Bill Walsh has four titles.
He doesn't.
Right? I think a lot of people bestow that fourth title, the back-to-back one.
On him because
on
it was
him.
His roster.
It was his team. It was his roster. Yeah. And we totally devalue George Seifert.
We do that all the time when it comes to John Gruden winning with the Bucks. It was Dungy's team. I was like, well, why didn't they win? They needed something. Something changed. Obviously, him going up against his former team.
Point.
There was a lot baked into that Super Bowl.
Point.
But we do the same thing there, but we do it. It's weird how we like to pick and choose certain arguments. And we do that as fans, obviously, because we want to bolster our own narratives. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming at you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Joe Shasky.
So as we peel this back, like if we were just to open the lines, 888-957-9570, greatest coaches in Bay Area sports history, you're going to get a lot for Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
And baked into the Bill Walsh, like almost everyone unanimously will have him one or two because he took a dormant team, created them into a dynasty, right? Essentially, found the greatest quarterback of all time at the time in the third round. All right. Found the greatest wide receiver of all time. Found one of the greatest defensive players of all time in Ronnie Lott. And won huge games and then revolutionized the sport going forward.
Also, got a quarterback controversy brewing by bringing in a future MVP and league MVP and Steve Young, also a Hall of Famer in his own right. So not only did you get the Joe Montana, you bring in the guy that's going to be a future Hall of Famer, the future leader of the team, and you even go to the media and say, actually, we got a quarterback controversy brewing. Like, no one is doing that today, by the way.
He gets credit for all of Steve's success, doesn't he?
Yes.
Hey, even though Seifert... with Holmgren, with Shanahan.
It's a joke that he's not in the Hall of Fame, Seifert, by the way. It's like we were clamoring for Tom Flores so much in this region, and rightfully so. It should be the same for George Seifert.
So I'm looking like right now, like if you're wallowing the NBA right now, is anyone giving the Cleveland Cavaliers success to Steve Kerr? Because the guy who's the head of the team right now was on his staff for how many years?
That's a good point. Yeah. No, it's Kenny Atkinson. He's probably going to be I think he's the leader in the clubhouse for coach of the year. That's a great point.
But we don't do that.
No.
But in football, Bill Walsh, Holmgren, Denny Green, Seifert, Pete Carroll, Mike Shanahan, like all his assistants, he gets credit for all of them.
Well, Atkinson, too, to your point, he was a head coach prior to Steve Kerr.
Okay.
So people will say, same with Mike Brown, right? So people will go off that and say, you know what? These guys had success prior to him. Again, Brooklyn Nets success from 2016, 2020. I don't know. Maybe they made the playoffs once. I'm not sure. But Mike Brown, I know as a fact, he did have some success with Cleveland, obviously. They just couldn't get it done. Obviously, he goes to Sacramento after his stint with Golden State Warriors. Took them back to the playoffs. Didn't get it done. I don't think Mike Brown was the problem there, as we're learning out in Sacramento. I think it has to do with ownership. That's a conversation for another day there. But I agree with you. He should get some credit
for
that. And he should. Luke Walton getting a couple of head coaching jobs. Not that he was good at it, because he clearly wasn't. But he got to put him in a position to be a head coach somewhere else.
And he was coveted.
Yes.
You know, deeply coveted.
The Lakers got him.
Alvin Gentry. Yes. Like, there's a zillion guys that have been on his bench. And so his legacy is all around the league. But I don't think
that's a great... Steve Kerr's legacy right now, what is it? 888-957-9570.
Winner guy at everything he does.
That's great. I love that question.
Right? And so, I look at the NFL, and I just think we give coaches so much credit in the NFL. And then in the NBA, we don't give the coach as much credit. So I think that's baked into it. When I look at Bruce Bochy, why is Bruce Bochy at the top of, whenever we say greatest coach in Bay Area sports history, Bruce is going to be in there. And I think the number one reason, he never had the best team.
That's it.
And I think that's a big separator for him and some of the other people that we're discussing, and just move Kerr to the side. At no point did anyone say, this 2010 Giants team is going to go down as an all-time great.
No one. You look at all those 2012, 2014, even 2012 when the team was really good, like stacked top from top to bottom, like Melky Cabrera, MVP candidate. We obviously know what happened there with the Melkman. That being said, you know, Barry Zito being the guy being the hero of that after being dog bleep for his entire Giants tenure, and he salvaged his career there. There's a lot of fun stories baked into it, but it was like, it's all these misfits,
exactly.
Right? It's like, and Bruce Bochy's the leader, and then he solidified everything with a stacked team. And the Texas Rangers a couple of years ago and then winning it all. Like, so
100%.
For a lot of people, it's he can win in a multiple and variety of ways. And he took a team with the San Diego Padres prior to that. So that's kind of why. And Steve Kerr's done it with one team. Again, so did Greg Popovich. He's only done it with one team.
But
as
would argue, I would argue, and look, as difficult as this is in baseball, he did it again. Bochy, three different aces, three different center fielders. Three different closers.
It's the bullpen, I think everyone looks at
closers.
Like, he just had that magic touch.
Agreed.
In the playoffs when it came to just having a sense. And again, he'll tell you he doesn't like when everyone says, oh, you went with your gut, Boch. He's like, no, I looked at a lot of numbers all the time, too. So he was not only his analytical.
They played the matchups.
Exactly.
They played the matchups, all right? But they also had a Brooks Conrad moment. Yes. They also had the Cody Ross moment. Mad Bum coming out of the bullpen. Like, but I think where I'm going at with this is that it's almost like all of these other coaches, we give them all the credit and all the benefit, and they deserve them. I'm not saying they don't. What if I told you in the NBA, being a great coach with the egos and the player empowerment in that sport,
it's insane,
might be more difficult than like navigating the bullpen in a playoff game? Because all those guys are making like 700 grand, 900 grand. Okay, Sergio Romo might have made a couple of million, and AFL a couple of million. You're dealing with Draymond Green.
Again,
and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Iguodala. Do you know how much money and how much power and how much ego? And I'm not knocking these guys. I'm just saying the NBA player has a level of entitlement that we couldn't even fathom in the other two
sports.
All while
playing for an owner that wants to win at the highest level and will pay anything what it takes.
What if I told you,
Joe Lacob.
I think Joe Lacob is more maniacal than even Eddie DeBartolo.
Oh, no, I'll hear it.
Think about, like, back in the 80s, you couldn't just text someone at 11 o'clock at night.
No.
You couldn't just be sending them stuff nonstop. I couldn't imagine working for Joe Lacob.
By the way, if you're just joining us here, it's Bonanni and Chasky, the Morning Roast, and we're talking about Steve Kerr. Why? Because he won his 558th career regular season game, passing Alvin Attles as the winningest head coach in franchise history. He is the fifth best winning percentage in NBA history among coaches with at least 300 regular season victories. We're just simply asking, why don't we view Steve Kerr as one of the greatest in the history of the sport and in the history of the Bay Area when it comes to head coaching / managing? 888-957-9570. We are going to get into the game at some point. That's taking place tonight because it is massive.
It's a playoff
game. Chasky, Warriors, Nuggets, Joker, Steph. And by the way, all eyes on Stephen Curry because he has a back injury, Joe Chasky. Is he going to play tonight? I'm not sure. You have a back-to-back tomorrow? Do you hold him out for both? I don't know. I am concerned about that, though, because this is a very strong likelihood that you're playing this team in the first round, potentially, in the Denver Nuggets. So we'll break into that game at some point as the show goes on.
This is a huge one for the Warriors tonight. Just getting back into the whole like Steve Kerr thing, you alluded to it. If you bring up Joe Montana, you immediately say Bill Walsh.
Yes.
It's like name association. And I'm asking sincerely, do we really think Stan Van Gundy, who was rumored to get the job, or even Mark Jackson, who had him before, do we really think Steph Curry's career is better with another coach? Pick who you want. I don't care who it is. Like, you want to say Spoelstra? I actually think Spoelstra would have tried to rein him in a little because his view of how the game is played is a little different. I know he's evolved over time. I'm not sure we get this version of Steph with any other coach in history.
Well, it's a great point. And the thing that's with Spoelstra that's so different is because there's a Pat Riley angle that's involved in all of that,
too.
And Pat has tremendous, whether you agree with it or not, I feel like he has tremendous influence on what happens with that team. And rightfully so, because if I'm Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley's one of the greatest coaches of all time, I'm going to be listening to him if he has advice on X's and O's. Yeah. But that's baked into it. Like, Bob Myers wasn't telling Steve Kerr X's and O's, Joe Chasky.
No, he wasn't.
Like, Mike Dunleavy, well, Mike was a player, so maybe he has some thoughts on certain things, and I'm actually going to give Mike credit for that because he played in the NBA for a very long time.
I think Mike's actually really smart.
He's very
smart.
Really smart. Well, this trade is showing that he's clearly knows what he's doing.
I think he's really smart.
But I like that you brought up Eric Spoelstra because if you pull anyone in the NBA right now, the number one pick is probably going to be, for most people, Eric Spoelstra when it comes to, because I think, like you alluded to, the teams, like with Bruce Bochy that he had to take, there weren't a lot of household names.
No.
And they won three World Series there. With Spoelstra, you look at what he did with the Miami Heat past the Heatles, because obviously the super team, and he won two titles there, and some even say maybe they underwhelmed there, even though they went to the four straight NBA Finals and won two in between there. But You know, you look at the teams that he brought with Jimmy Butler as the best player. It was him and Bam Adebayo, basically, and then a bunch of young guys. Yeah, Duncan Robinson, who? Max Strus, who? Gabe Vincent? Like, who are these guys? Tyler Hero, who are these guys now? But you give credit to Eric Spoelstra with the development there. The Jaime Jaquezes of the world who have shown some promise. Some of the younger guys.
The other Jovic.
Jovic, oh, right?
I love him.
Nikola Jovic, yeah.
Nikola Jovic.
Yeah, right? So we give him a lot of credit there, but we don't want to give Steve Kerr credit. And maybe we're going to start doing that lately when it comes to the Moses Moody's. If JK has a deep run, right? The Quentin Posts as of late. Guy Santos, like, we're going to start seeing, hey, why don't we give credit to Steve Kerr with the Gary Payton II? Being able to maximize a player like that. Why don't we give him credit? Andrew Wiggins. Who was Andrew Wiggins before he came here with the Minnesota Timberwolves? He was a letdown.
As a non-Laker fan, myself, you know what I said when Phil Jackson got his hands on anyone? Oh, that'll work. It's Phil.
When they made the Pau Gasol trade.
It's Phil.
It's going to make it work.
Okay. Ron Artest. Yeah. Only works with Phil.
Yeah.
Like, oh, of course it's going to work.
It worked for Dennis Rodman, right?
Devin George? Yeah. Of course it's going to work. like Rick Fox? Of course it's going to work, right? Like, because I gave Phil the benefit of the doubt. Think of what, like, Steve Kerr, take a step back. No one's getting another 2 months out of Andrew Wiggins like what he got out of him. It's one of the greatest accomplishments he's ever done.
Do you think there's a head coach? Like, do you think Eric Spoelstra could have coached Draymond Green this long?
No.
Do you think there's a chance in hell?
And I think part of a lot of the criticisms of Steve Kerr, Draymond's baked into a lot of it.
Because I think people feel like he was the enabling slash a pushover when it comes to him. And I think Bob Myers is baked into that equation, too.
Inability to rein him in.
And let's keep it a buck. I think that is, when we look back, that's probably one of the lower moments when it comes to Bob and Steve.
Well, there's things I regret.
Not suspending Draymond after the punch, I think, would probably be on the first
list. But I don't think Draymond becomes the player he is today without Steve Kerr.
No.
He's a tweener.
Yep.
You know, a lot of guys would have went back to their veteran and David Lee.
That, like, was a great,
there's a lot baked in this. How many guys have the cachet to tell Andre Iguodala to come off the bench?
No, it's a great point.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us, or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.